getting stuck with AI, or if you ask for bugs, it will give you bugs.
I had great success with AI thus far, but that was not the case this evening. I asked the AI wrong, and I pushed it too hard, and it entered a weird zone of doing beautiful things just like I asked, but not being able to finish. So it wrote the line of code correctly and beautifully and wonderfully, but it didn't go beyond that. It just didn't know what to do. And I did fix everything to perfection, except for what appears to be a logical problem where I misunderstood one of the challenges. I want to interact with a web page that has been minimized so that I can get an overview of what's in it. Because you are scaling down a web page into a much smaller square, there's now an area around it. But because web pages are special, the standard procedure of allowing content to overflow does not apply here. But when I was initially writing instructions for the AI, I never really thought that far ahead. I previously dealt with graphics which can overflow outside of themselves, but now this being a web page, that is not possible. I already have established a communication path between the containing web page and the miniature, and the solution is found here. It is to keep the miniature at coordinates 0, 0, but make its width the same as the big page that it is in. So the content inside will still look really tiny or big. This is a zooming system I am working on. But the miniature will cover the entirety of the normal page that it is embedded in. So it will expand. This being a panning and zooming system, I do have a panning system in place, but now instead of moving the miniature on the screen, which was a logical error, I have to be panning the document inside the web page. Pull it left and right and up and down as a person is exploring the graphs inside the web page. And this is not a challenge, so once you understand the problem, you can fix it. The problem is that I originally left it up to the AI to take care of this, but I did give it too many instructions and it failed. Asking for something that cannot be correctly implemented will not magically create a solution, unfortunately. But still, the AI did create all the code so that I can finish everything, but not in one afternoon. Finally, even with tiny delays, the world of programming is now completely changed. The AI writes all the code correctly. It shaves off the many hours of building a road and then testing if you can move along it, leaving just a couple of hours of walking down the twisty little passages to navigate security and complexity and find a way to the solution. AI will suggest these paths correctly, but does not appear to stitch them together. Nor anyone would want the AI to take over for architecture, because then the programmer loses control over the vision of the project. My emphasis on code readability was interfering with AI being able to finish the program in one go. But once I understood that there was a bigger problem and that I need to tap into the miniature and control multiple things inside it, I asked about the problem I discovered and it made the correct suggestions. Listen here is that if you stand in AI's path of generating code to completion, the AI will not finish. So you have to be ready to find your own way forward. So the art of computer programming just became more beautiful. It's not really going away. The AI only eliminates the hardcore typing and the constant manual lookups. You still need to be the architect and carry the vision of your program forward.